A 40-year tradition in Cincinnati ended last night. WNOP, one of the few AM stations in the country with a jazz format, switched to religious programming at midnight. The station's owner says jazz on AM is not a formula for making money. Eileen LeBlanc of member station WYSO reports.
Last week, in a studio in an old brick house near the Jergens plant and down the road from the Heidelberg Distributing Company, DJ Dave Wolper is doing drive time for one of the last times.
Yeah, stiffed. Ever feel stiffed? Yeah, we have around here just a little bit at WNOP Norman Simmons.
Dave is just visible through the cigarette smoke, as are the little tabletop thank you for not smoking signs.
We're kind of an institution in the little scheme of things for people who like this kind of stuff, you know. And there's not that many stations that are privately owned and foisted upon the public and stuff, and we've been doing it for a long damn time.
Since 1959, with the exception of a brief period following the Gulf War when the station switched to CNN News, WNOP has been broadcasting jazz over a 1,000-watt signal, an output low enough to often discourage advertisers.
We were a commercial-free commercial station.
Albert Vance III owns WNOP and Heidelberg, which distributes most of the beer and wine to the Cincinnati area. He and his father kept operating the station at a loss because they enjoyed it, even during the 16 years they broadcast from what the station called the Jazz Arc, three giant welded-together oil drums in the Ohio River.
They were really nice in the spring and in the fall, and in the winter it was actually darn right brutal some years. The river froze over a couple of times, and you'd have barges coming down the river, and they'd set off a lot of wake.
The station added a little weight to the turntable tone arms and wore out a lot of records. WNOP has never forced its DJs to follow playlists. They play all kinds of jazz, from traditional to contemporary. And even before the Vances bought the station in 1972, the DJs mixed it up with comedy.
Don No Deal Easy Tread Make 'em and Bake 'em tires may be no better than the ones they're pulling off those expensive SUVs, and they probably will end up costing you even more. But with tires from Don No Deal Easy Tread Make 'em and Bake 'em Tire Kit, you know exactly what you've got and just what kind of schmuck turned them out.
Comedy was always a very important part of it. It was sort of a nightclub scene. And if you went to a club, you'd have a comedian along with a musical act, and that's sort of what happened on the radio, too.
WNOP General Manager Mark Stevens believes the mix of jazz and comedy brought the station ratings and revenues in the 1960s and has kept it popular with a small but devoted audience since then.
He's underworked
and overpaid
on WNOP.
The DJs have always been personalities. One morning guy used to do bar closings instead of school closings. And the WNOP call letters were usually followed by a tongue-in-cheek phrase, "Walk not on peanuts."
Wet nooses often pinch.
We need obsolete privies. We neglect old people.
We never order pizza. Whales never outgrow pimples.
But Albert Vance says that after owning the station for 30 years, he just didn't like what WNOP really stood for.
We never operate profitably.
So a few years ago, Vance decided to sell the station. His father is older and no longer involved. Beyond that, WNOP's AM signal has kept the station from attracting the well-educated, well-off jazz listeners in the suburbs.
It was an FM station on the AM dial. It was way ahead of its time. And if we could have broken even, or even come close to breaking even, we would have continued to go on and on and on. But again, the losses were significant. They were in excess of $200,000 some years. Particularly currently, that's probably about what we will have lost for this year.
Those losses are largely due to bad advertising decisions, says Mark Stevens, who's been GM since June.
The conventional wisdom seemed to have been, it's jazz. Well, sell spots to nightclubs. You can't support a fully staffed radio station on the income you can derive from nightclubs. It doesn't happen. You have to have the car dealers, the major banks, the hospitals, the food chains. And we finally found this young man who understood that, and things started happening.
WNOP's advertising dollars started to increase. Instead of billing $1,000 a month, the station was billing $18,000. But by this time, the station already had a buyer, the Catholic Radio Foundation of Greater Cincinnati. Station employees sought financial backing and made an offer of their own, but it was not enough. And the staff was told that the jazz, the comedy, and the jobs would come to an end on New Year's Eve.
WNOP means,
we never offer penance.
The staff dealt with the news in typical fashion. And in addition to on-air jabs, the station had a wake last week. Many prominent local jazz artists were invited to play. One of them, Bill Caffey, sang with Count Basie back in the 1950s. He says that WNOP kept Cincinnati in tune with jazz.
You know, I constantly hear youngsters say, oh, I don't like that kind of music. That's tired music, etc. No, it's not. You got to know what's going on with it.
As of today, there is no full-time jazz radio in Cincinnati, but former DJ Walt Harrell says that the format will come back.
Someday, somewhere, some wild hair, some young kid is going to start this kind of programming, put it on the net, he's going to work out of his closet and spread this around, and it's going to start all over again, I hope. Right now, nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, intelligent, irreverent radio now leaves the air.
For NPR News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc in Cincinnati.